Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Students are returning to college campuses across the country, and in many cases, they're bringing the coronavirus with them. In a minute, we'll hear from a student at the University of Missouri, where cases are spiking. But first, let's touch down in Oxford, Mississippi, where some students in dorms at the University of Mississippi were ordered to quarantine last week after an outbreak. Noel Wilkin is a provost and executive vice chancellor for academic affairs. Noel, welcome. And it appears that there was some confusion about the campus quarantine. The Daily Beast quoted a freshman in one of the dorms who said that when she got the news, it was, quote, insane, everyone at the same time, rushing out of their rooms, panicking. Students saying they didn't know whether they should stay put inside their rooms or go home. Was the school prepared for this?
The message that they received from us was that an outbreak had occurred, and we needed to place people in quarantine so that they didn't go to class the next day. That was the key element of what they needed to know. And then we followed up with housing to have a conversation with each person to determine what their plans would be and how they would make a decision about taking our quarantine space that's available or what decision was best for them and their family. And it took us some time to get to each student and have those conversations. The more recent guidance from the Mississippi Department of Health, where they quarantine temporarily on the floor while we do contact tracing, has given us a little bit more ability to have those conversations and have the students understand what's taking place more quickly. But we are also looking for additional ways that we can communicate that information to them and help them to understand what their options are sooner, so that the informal communication network of what people ought to do doesn't take over in that situation.
I hear you, but at this point, when we see the outbreaks that are happening on college campuses around the country and on yours, do you think it's responsible for students to even be on campus at all?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a difficult question that institutions around the country have wrestled with. On our campus, the way we handled that, when our board passed a resolution that we would resume traditional operations in accordance with public health guidance, our faculty and our university staff came together and looked at all of our course offerings and the activities that we do. This ended up with about 28% of our hours or contact hours being offered in some in-person format. And we also recognize that this transitional period, this transformative period in students' lives from high school to life, is something that we play a critical role in having those conversations. We made decisions to bring people back to do those things that are best facilitated and should be facilitated in a face-to-face environment.
Is there a point, maybe a threshold of positive test, for instance, where you say, okay, this is not safe, all students will be learning remotely from here on out? Have you thought about that?
We've thought about that, of course, because we need to know what levers are available to us to mitigate the spread of the virus. Remember in the spring when the whole nation shut down and started locking down and closing establishments, the purpose of that was to mitigate the spread to the point that we would have as a nation, society, the capacity to manage the virus. And on our campus, we're doing a similar thing where we track a number of metrics to see what our capacity to handle the number of cases that might be occurring on campus, so that we know that we can continue doing the important things that we need to do in a way that prevents the virus from spreading and also have the capacity to respond to the things that come up as a result of that.
Noel Wilkin, Provost and Executive Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs at the University of Mississippi. Noel, these are challenging times. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
Well, there have been more than 700 confirmed student cases of the coronavirus at the University of Missouri's flagship Columbia campus since classes resumed there on August 24th. Eli Hoff is a sophomore at Mizzou, and he's also managing editor of the student newspaper, which is called The Man Eater. Eli, welcome.
Absolutely happy to be on.
So the paper's most recent editorial is headlined, "We Aren't Safe Here," and then goes on to say it's only a matter of time until something terrible happens. Tell me what's going on. What's it like on campus now?
Yeah, it's been weird. And we felt like the way Mizzou was set up coming back to campus, that it was a little bit of an experiment, because we as college students are socially starved, not fully mentally developed 18 to 22 year olds who just aren't going to make the best decisions all the time. And while we can blame students for that stuff, it's also not unexpected that college students are going to gather and are going to party and things like that. So that's where, for us on the newspaper staff, when we wrote that, it was sort of a no-brainer that there needed to be better testing and better protocols in place surrounding this, because everyone knew what was going to happen in terms of college students gathering.
Well, let's dig into what the situation is there on campus. How widespread is the testing? If you're on campus, are you getting tested?
No, testing is extremely difficult. I know only a couple of people who have been tested since coming back, and it's because they've been directly exposed. And they've described it as having to jump through a lot of hoops. And for students without insurance, they're saying that it's free of charge. For other students, there's a $150 copay that comes with it. And there's uncertainty, too, around quarantining, the sort of, if someone's roommate has potentially been exposed, should that roommate be quarantining, too, when there are roommates that are going out into the world? It's just, it's an awkward situation from that perspective.
Eli, I appreciate your self-awareness when you were saying before that young people sometimes don't make good decisions. And yeah. let's get into that a little bit, because a university spokesman has said that 330 violations of coronavirus rules have been referred to the administration. What do you know about that? And shouldn't students be taking some responsibility for the way they're behaving, regardless, as you say, whether or not their brains are fully developed?
Sure. Yeah, and there's definitely responsibility. It doesn't take a fully developed brain or really much intelligence at all to know that there's a pandemic going on and that you should wear a mask in public and follow local rules surrounding gatherings of no more than 10 people and things like that. It's really not difficult, but you still see it happen with Greek life here. It's obviously a big deal. And so during bid day and in recruitment week, there were in-person things happening that shouldn't have happened. And you hear rumors around here of, oh, there's a party at this fraternity that still managed to happen. But you see it walking around in the East Campus neighborhood here is houses right next to campus. And it's entirely college kids and rentals in there. And you walk through there and you either see parties or hear parties. They're still happening. I think a good number of students, I would probably say the majority, are taking this pretty, pretty seriously. The problem is that the majority can only do so much when there's not complete buy-in to taking this whole thing seriously.
Well, what a year 2020 is for you and your classmates. It's not just coronavirus. I see that student athletes at Mizzou have been demonstrating for racial justice already on campus this year. How do you think that this school year and this moment that we're in will affect the rest of your college career, maybe even your life? Do you think it'll have lasting impacts?
I think so. I think the pandemic will certainly change the way we think about things, and that now I'm at the point where when I see old movies or TV shows or sporting events where it's large numbers of people without masks, now that is what's jarring to me versus seeing people in masks. And I'm sure that will take a certain amount of time to undo. And then with civil rights stuff going on here too, it's sort of a rekindling of what happened and what didn't happen in 2015 for the University of Missouri. And so just last night, like you mentioned, a group of student athletes organized a march that drew quite the crowd, everyone wearing masks and socially distanced in the stadium. But it's definitely a defining moment for a lot of us, in that we are living on our own. This is our first taste of independence, which obviously leads to some questionable decision-making at times. But it's also a chance for us to come into our own as adults and take advantage of, are we able to be treated like adults or do we need to be treated like kids? Because that's been a question in my mind, is what's the most effective way to handle college students? Is it to treat them like adults who can handle this, or is it to sort of treat them like kids who need to be put in timeout every once in a while? And I really don't know the answer to that.
Eli Hoff, managing editor of The Man Eater, the student newspaper at the University of Missouri. I got to say, that's an aggressive name. Eli, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Happy to be on. Have a good one.